that across the board.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, everybody. What's going on tonight is we're going to be discussing whether or not men and women can just be friends. You know, is there a double standard? Is there always an underlining attraction that nobody wants to deal with? And should y'all stop being friends if the other person gets married? What are the boundaries that need to be identified? Let's talk about this tonight. We need to talk about, can men and women just be friends? If you want to be a part of the conversation tonight, call in to 760-683-2662. Now, tonight on the call, we have Heather Owens.
Good evening, everybody.
Joey is on, he's not available tonight, so we'll catch him next week, and PJ is not available as well. So we're going to have just that dude to hold it down for the dudes tonight. But y'all can go ahead and call in and give him a hand as well.
Why do I have to get a hand? I'm good.
Oh, you can handle it?
I don't know if he can handle it. If people call in and help Jeff out, please.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So, Heather, Jeff, can men and women be friends? Or just friends?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
They can't be friends with Jeff, but they can be friends. I mean, I definitely think men and women, I think, you know, the problem is that people do not want to admit that initially, unless we're introduced in some kind of form or fashion, when you meet, you know, like, say you're having a birthday party and five of us happen to be in the same room, you meet a guy, that's one thing. But initially, there is always some level of attraction.
Right.
It's how we all connect via attraction. And it doesn't always have to be physical. It can be mental. It could be, you know, the personality. It could be chemistry. And that happens with the opposite sex and the same sex. So there's always an attraction. And so where it goes or what's motivating it, what our intentions are, will dictate what the relationship is. And a mature person can determine whether or not this just needs to be a friend, whether or not this is someone they want to try to date, you know, those type of things. But I definitely think men and women are capable of just being friends. I don't think there are a lot of people who have the self-control and the discipline to do it, but I do think it's possible.
Do you have the self-control and discipline to do so?
To just be friends?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What about you, Jeff? Can you handle it?
No, I can't. I fail all the time.
Are you serious, Jeff?
No, I am not.
Yes, he is.
I do have it in me to just be friends with females.
Okay, so since we all seem to agree that there, you could definitely be, and I'm sure there are other people who have reasons who believe that men and women can't be friends for whatever reason, and please call in at 760-683-2662. But here's the thing. Last week when we were talking, one of the things that we discussed was that what we were talking about, should a woman pray with a man if he's a married man? Like, so my ex-husband, we were still very good friends, and we would still pray together and whatnot. And the guys were actually saying that, no, you shouldn't do that. So my question to you guys are, what's the limitations? I mean, so when your single buddy or single gal gets married, does the relationship change now that they're married?
Well, I think, you know, here's my thing. There has to be some boundaries, and the dynamics of the relationship will definitely change.
How so?
And, you know, well, because things that you do normally with a friend, you can't necessarily do once they're married. Things where how you would share with one another, how you would interact, the level of intimacy in that relationship, not sexual intimacy, but the bond, the loyalty, the discretionary conversations and things like that, I think those a lot of times threaten the other partner, and they threaten the stability of your relationship, because when you have that kind of closeness with someone, you can't manifest that at the same level with two separate people, and the only difference just be sex.
Okay. So you're saying it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a guy. Like, say, for instance, if you got married, your girlfriends, the relationship that you have with your girlfriends is going to change.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think if you got married, the relationship you have with your girlfriends is going to change. Because a lot of what you do and how you act in that relationship, you can't necessarily do that anymore. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if my girlfriends are my confidants, you know what I'm saying, they know me. You know, like, say, for instance, if we've been homegirls, we've been riding thick and thin for 20 years, I'm still gonna go to my girlfriend because she has the history. She knows. Yes, there's gonna be things that I'm gonna be sharing with my husband, but my girl, that's my girl. I'm not gonna be expecting, just because I got married, that things are gonna change per se for us.
Well,
right.
No, and I wouldn't say that it does, but I think the dynamic of your relationship changes, that you're not only now being that, sharing that much with just one person, with her, he has to get to know you, so he's going to have to get to know that history. And that same kind of bond you have with her, don't you think you need to have that with your husband?
Yeah, you should have the same, but it's not like I'm just going to be like, okay, now we married, I'm going to tell you. I mean,
no, this is bigger than just telling somebody something. I'm talking about what you're able to do, the freedom you have when you're single. You don't have that anymore.
Right. I get that.
The possibilities that you have, that all changes. So once you're married, I would think that, not that you all would stop being friends, that you all would stop being close. And my best friend is married. And so to some places, I, as a friend, step back. I don't put that burden on her to choose between me and him. I step back. At the same time, I think it's important for the friend to develop their own relationship with the partner. So he and I have our own relationship, so that if she's not there in the house, he and I can still have a conversation. He and I can still go out. We can still hang, because he and I have a relationship. And so that's how I'm saying it would change, not whereas, you know, you stop being close and you can't hang out with her or him. But I don't think if Jeff was your best friend that Mrs. Jeff is going to be too particular with all of his secrets lying with you and all of yours lying with him, and every time you got a flat tire and your sink is clogged and this and that, that Jeff got to come running over to your house to fix it.
Well, he was running around and fixing it before she came. Why does it have to change now?
Because he's somebody's husband now.
And?
It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. It's not that it's wrong or that he's being less than a friend. It's not appropriate because my husband should not be servicing you and me. Now, every now and then, if it's an emergency situation, if it's late at night, that's one thing. But on a regular, consistent basis, my husband is your go-to guy? Uh-uh.
I think that's going to be a problem.
Well, it's going to be a problem. Because when you get you a husband, you're not going to like it.
What do you mean I'm not going to like it? I'm not going to like...
You're not going to like it if he is a best friend of the opposite sex, and he says to you, oh, no, I can't do that. I committed to go to Dana's son's football game. Oh, no, I'm painting Dana's bathroom this weekend. When that starts interrupting with your life and what you want to do, I don't think you're going to be too cautious about that.
No, I'm saying if Dana was to be, like, calling and saying, hey, I'm on the side of the road, can you help, then yes. Now, if Dana needs somebody to paint her room, now that's something different, dude. I'm going to need you to go on and get somebody to paint that.
No, that ain't different. That's what best friends do.
Okay,
that's not
then.
Different. That's what it goes down.
Then if it just like as your best friend, if I'm not available, then no, I'm not going to come over and paint your house with you. But if I'm available...
Okay, so if your husband is available to do something and he says yes, and then you walk home and say, oh, I want us to do this weekend, da 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 da, and he said, oh, no, I just made plans to paint so-and-so's house, you okay with him doing that?
Well, did he check to see if we were doing something? Does he know for a fact that we're free?
No, see, it ain't we, because she didn't ask we to come and paint. She asked him.
but what I'm saying is, now that he's married, he's going to be saying, let me make sure. But what I'm thinking you're saying is that now that I'm married or he's married, she can't call and ask those things.
No.
And I'm saying that they can't.
No, I'm saying to you that now... Okay, so if that's your husband, that's your response. But if you are the friend, then what you should be doing is calling and saying, hey, do you and Deirdre have plans this weekend? I was hoping you could paint my bathroom. Look, if you got, and if he says, oh, I don't know, I haven't talked to Deirdre, okay, well, call me back. That's what a friend does. That's how the dynamics of the relationship change.
Okay.
It's that I'm considerate of the other person. I'm considerate that you have another responsibility. Nikki and my girlfriend Nikki, I don't mind saying her name on the air. I said it before I thought about it, but anyway, Nikki and I love to shop. We will go to dinner. We do our own thing. It's not a problem. However, I know that she needs to go home and cook dinner. I know that she needs to go home and tend to her husband, and I think that there are things that she should do. Maybe once a month or twice a month, the three of us, we go out together, have a whole day, and we're fine, but I also know that there are certain responsibilities that she has, and so it's never a let me check with Marcus. It's I want you to go to New Orleans with me, so talk to brother and find out, because there's consideration there, whereas when she was single, it was, oh, we going. I done held the tickets. I got a room. Let's hit the road.
Okay.
And so I'm saying those are the differences in the relationship. But the question I want to ask to you and Jeff, is it, everybody says, yes, you can have a male-female relationship, a friendship, without all the extra stuff. Is that easy to do when the person that you're having this friendship with is attractive? So can you just be friends when you find them attractive? So if everything that you wanted and a man, Deirdre, walked in front of you, could you just be his friend without lusting?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. I mean, if no. he's not a... Okay, first of... Okay, for me, yes. It one, if he's attractive and I'm single, he's single, you know, and I like what he's saying or whatever, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm not going to try and figure out what's up, how you doing, because that's what I'm attracted to. But then if he's not available, then yeah, we cool with your sexy self. Go ahead now. And that's going to be it.
And you'll just be fine there.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, I mean, if you understand that everybody has their preferences, everybody may not be looking for the same thing that you're looking for. So ain't no sense in you being all up in your feelings and being like, oh, why, how come you can't be with me and pressing yourself all up on people? No, keep it pushing. Move it on. It ain't
so have you ever been able to keep the boundaries of a friendship with someone who was attracted to you but you weren't attracted to them?
I was attracted, they were attracted to me and I wasn't attracted to them.
Right.
Yeah, I know a couple of dudes like that. That's why I'm single now. Yeah, we friends. What's so funny, Jeff? I mean, yeah, I got a lot of those.
She said, I got a couple, like she got minions out there who just trying and stuff.
Now, for the record, there are some people. There are. It's funny that you should say, and I won't say his name. And we laugh about it all the time because he was like, one of these days, you're gonna be in your feelings, or you're gonna finally see the light, and you're gonna come around. I'm be like, boy, go ahead with all of that stuff. It ain't gonna never happen. Never, ever, 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 ever. It's not gonna happen. Just, I mean, it's because I don't even see you like that.
Right.
Once I have officially put you in your little corner, that's where you're going to stay. Especially if you short. Oh, my gosh. You're already over there. You are a friend for life. With the exception of somebody who was able to get in and make me see some things before I had become infected with the shortness. Anywho, yeah.
Make
anywho,
yeah.
That
sounds so inappropriate.
What I'm saying is, before I could be prejudiced to the shortness, we had established a bond, and so now I could never put him in just the friend mode. There's always possibility that person and that person only could be okay with, you know, the shortness. But yeah, I do it all the time.
So why do you think people are having difficulty with male-female relationships, friendships?
They're having problems because they have self-esteem issues.
What do you mean?
Well, not self-esteem issues. It is...
I think a lot of people have problems because they want the cookie in the cookie jar.
Huh?
You can, because you can set up boundaries and try to do it. But if you are friends with like how Heather just asked, Deidre, if you have a friend who's attractive and you know that's what you like, but he's unavailable. So that's the boundary. You put him. You have that boundary that he's unavailable because he has a girlfriend or he has a wife, and you guys are just friends. So you put him in that little box, and that's okay. But for anybody not strong enough to maintain those boundaries, that's where the problem comes in. Because like Heather was saying, if the dynamic of the friendship that they had when they were both single, where it's like you could go over his house and y'all could watch movies and you could put your head on his shoulder and, you know, you could watch a movie and it could make you cry and he'll hold you. And that's cool because y'all are friends. Well, maybe you push it to where your head goes on the shoulder, you start to crying, he goes to console, and then you go in for the kiss because you're not that strong with the body. That's where the problem comes in.
Okay, so say you go there. Are you saying that you can't go back and be friends? Now it's just crushed, never to be fixed or comfortable again?
I mean, the only way you can go... Go ahead, Heather.
No, Jeff, go ahead. I want to hear you.
Oh, you want to hear me? what I was going to say was, you can try to go back, but there's gonna be some awkward feeling, because if you go in for the kiss, he might tell you, hey, I don't want to do that. Or you could say that. He could go in for the kiss and you could say that. No, back it up. That's not what we're here for. We already know that. So let's keep it moving the way it's been moving. There's going to be some awkwardness. If you do go in for the kiss and he returns the kiss, then there's going to be some awkward thing there, because it's going to be like, okay, so are we going to try and find out where that could go? Whether it's just a sex thing or whether it turns into a full-blown relationship. Because, as all women have said to just about every dude that I know, you know, if you could be my best friend for a while, it would make going into a relationship a whole lot easier.
Okay, but see, this is my problem with that statement, Jeff, is that I think that we have been deceived into thinking, because everybody says, oh, no, he's, you know, my partner is my best friend, and, you know, it's always good when you're friends first. And my thing is that that's not necessarily true, and that's what makes people think, because someone is a good friend or you have a good friendship, that you need to take it to that level. I think sometimes we need to be mature enough to just be friends and stop letting our hormones jump around and be all enticed and enthralled with the whole sexual piece of it.
But then how do you tell a female friend who you know that every time she goes to the meat market, i.e. a place to meet a man, whether it be church, whether it be the club, whether it be the supermarket in her super tight sweatsuit, when she goes out to meet a man, she always meets the wrong type of dude. And then by her having those experiences with those wrong types of dudes, and she plays the best for a minute, and she's out chilling at the cookout with Harry and Larry, and Harry and Larry are just kicking it, and they're cool, and she can sit there and talk to them for hours, and she can be safe with them, and she can, you know, she can feel everything that she wants to feel with them, and they don't judge her, they don't, you know, she can be free to be herself. How do you tell somebody like that who had those two experiences, okay, don't try and start a relationship with a friend?
How do you tell them what?
How can you say that to them where that their best friend might be the perfect person for them to go into a relationship with if she's always running into the wrong type of guy?
Because I think that to have a relationship takes more than just a friendship. It takes more than just sex. It takes more than just love. You need to be partnered, someone you can build with, someone who has the same vision for the family unit as you have.
Right.
Friendship isn't just it. And I think sometimes, you know, because someone is willing to be your friend doesn't mean that they're willing to be your partner or that they're able to be a partner. Maybe the best they can do is be a friend. So to put them in that place is wrong.
Right. I understand that. But I'm not talking about you twisting that person's arm, of course. I'm talking about a mutual going forward from friendship into relationship. I'm talking about somebody who, I'm talking about a man or woman who knows the odds of the chicken, if it's a guy, when I go to the club, right, there's odds mm-hmm. that the chicken, there's odds that I have to play, that the chick in the red dress, the chick in the black dress, and the chick in the blue dress are all the type of material that I'm looking for to be in a relationship, if that's my purpose for going out to find somebody at a club. Now, if I really want to play the odds, I might play the back and chill with somebody at a cookout and then ask a friend, hey, what do you think about us pushing this to another level? And if they say cool, then that to me is a more stable bet than going to the club trying to find somebody to be with.
That's fine if that's what you all mutually choose to do. My thing is that's just not a guarantee for a good relationship because you're good friends. And I'm just saying
right.
for us to think that is very deceptive because you may be better off meeting someone who does not already know. See, the benefit to dating someone you're friends with is that you're familiar. But at the same time, the downfall is you're familiar. And relationships need discovery. I need to be learning about you and seeing something new about you. And when you're so close and so familiar, you're less likely to learn.
I hear you.
So, I mean, you know, we can say, I've had to do it. Not wanting to or, you know, resisting it. But some folks just need it to be a friend. And a lot of times when you put people, you know, just assuming because that friendship is there, that it's going to be a good venture or it's worth a try, sometimes it's not because a lot of times people feel like, you know what, I don't want to mess up the friendship. And we are all different people in friendship than we are in relationship.
Why is that?
Well, that's true.
Because for friendship, it's just like if Jeff and I were friends. You know, when you're friends, you kind of call each other. Jeff and I are friends. I don't want to put it out there like that. Jeez. But, I mean, like, you call each other. You hang out. It's unconscious. Like, oh, when you get to your desk in the morning, it's like, hey, what's up? I'm at work. Da-da-da-da, going on. When that person becomes your boyfriend or girlfriend, you don't call them not because you doing something, but you don't call them because you don't want to feel like you're checking in because it becomes different then. And then when you don't do it, not like you're obligated to, the other person feels like, oh, you're doing something because you used to call me every morning. Well, that's because that's what I do with my friends. Now it's you. It's the relationship. And so there's a certain level of responsibility and accountability to one another that's not there when you're friends. Although you are accountable and responsible to an extent, it's not at the same level as you are when you're in a relationship. And so your question of when somebody call you, like, you know, my brother, every time he calls me or I call him, it's like the first question we got out of our mouth is, where you at? Because that's going to dictate pretty much where the conversation is going, if I want you to meet me, if I want you to go somewhere with me. It's so like, where you at? What you doing? But with a man that you're in a relationship with, he don't want you asking him where he at. He going to say, no, what you call me for?
Huh?
What you mean, huh?
I don't know that I'm following that.
First of all, that's not every man's heaven.
Okay, so if your spouse, every time you got on the phone, was like, where are you at? You wouldn't feel like somebody's questioning you, trying to keep track of you?
For me to say to you, that's not every man, is the same way I can say to you, my spouse doesn't do that. So I don't even know what that situation is, right?
I'm asking you, if it happened, would you, in a relationship, would that be how you would feel?
I mean, if
No, I wouldn't, because if I'm a dude who's not doing anything, so if you ask me, why can't I tell you?
Right.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What you say, Heather?
I said y'all live in la-la land somewhere, because I can guarantee you what you do as a friend, when you do it as a relationship, it has a different meaning. It's no way around it. Because if your girlfriend walks in the room and says, who are you on the phone with? Oh, I was just talking to Sarah. When you're in a relationship, when that person walks in the room, you're like, who are you on the phone with? Like, why are you asking who they're on the phone with? The dynamics change. It just does. And it's not like they're berating you or anything like that, or like anybody's doing anything. It's just a difference.
There is no book anywhere on this planet that has a rule of being in a relationship or being in a marriage that says that no matter how you meet the person you're in a relationship with, either at the club or they were your friend that you is now in a relationship with you, that you were supposed to cut off every other friend of the opposite sex when you get into a relationship or marriage. There's no rule about that. The only situation
I never said there was.
If there isn't, and you can use that situation to say the dynamics change and something like that, and you can put that out there like that, then obviously you know people who that's a rule that they follow in relationships or in marriage. That is something that they do.
No, I think every relationship changes when that person's status changes. Every relationship does. The way you operate, the way you deal, something is going to change. And nobody's saying that when you get married or when you get in a committed relationship that all of the people you socialized with or called friend prior to then are no longer your friend. I'm not at all suggesting that. I don't think that's what I've said. But what I will say, and I stand by, is the dynamics of your friendship with someone of the opposite sex should change once you're in a marriage or a committed relationship.
Okay, so if I'm used to checking in with Deidre every Thursday after work, and my wife walks into the room, I'm on the phone with Deidre, and my wife says, who are you on the phone with? I'm supposed to be some way, shape, or form ashamed to say Deidre? That I'm talking to Deidre on the phone?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, wait, hold up. Me and dude are friends. And every morning I call him when I'm going to work or whatever. On my lunch break, I call, I text all throughout the day. When we become in a relationship, I'm no longer doing that?
I'm not saying you're no longer doing that. That's not what I said.
Okay. Because I was like, okay, I'm lost.
But she's saying I think what she's saying is with a by you being in a relationship, there's a possibility that could change because the dynamic of the relationship will change, correct?
Absolutely, which means that now that we're in a relationship and we may see each other more than we did before, so we're not going to talk on the phone as much as we did because we see each other. Or you can talk to Deidre if y'all check in every Thursday after work. Okay, that's perfectly fine. But do you think as, well, let me just say, my husband ain't going to be laying up at 11:30 at night just shellaxing on the phone with Vidra.
But he's having some good conversation.
No. Oh, no. He's a good conversation. You don't lie. Ain't going down quite like that. I'm just saying that there are things that do change and can change. I mean, people say it all the time. You know, once we got in a relationship, everything changed. No, things didn't change. There's just another level of accountability that comes with being in a relationship.
But that sounds awful like insecurity to me.
Insecurity on whose behalf?
On the other person. I mean, if you, going back to the example of, if I call my dude and he's like, why are you calling me? Why you want to know who I'm on the phone with? Why are you, because that's what I used to do. Because I'm nosy. Ain't got nothing to do with me thinking you on the phones trying to get your husband. I'm just nosy like that. I want to know who you on the phone with. Plain
exactly.
And simple.
Well,
but
yes,
but that's how I was when I was your friend. So why is it going to change now that I'm your girlfriend? If I'm your girlfriend and I walk in the room and you on the phone and you say, and I say, who's on the phone? Your answer should be whatever your answer was when we were just friends.
No, and I agree with you that you should be able to have those conversations. I mean, like me, I'm nosy too, so I'm naturally just going to be asking, who you on the line with? Who you on the phone with? What you doing? Where you at? I mean, I got 100 questions. However, I think that once you're in a relationship with someone, what those questions mean and where you take it and how you process that information is very different.
Well, if I'm confident in my relationship, I really don't care. It's going to still be the same.
Okay. Well, when you get a husband, he and I are going to be best friends, and we're going to see how it's we're going to see where this confidence level goes. I mean, I think that, no, there is no insecurity in a woman, I believe, or a man, when their partner is doing what they are supposed to be doing. When they're doing what they're supposed to be doing to ensure that that person is respected, the boundaries of the relationship are kept, and all of that type of thing. I don't think that there's a problem with that, but I do know that when the relationship status changes, how you deal with one another and how you address one another and relationships outside of your relationship, that is going to change. And to say that it's not is crazy.
I don't think it's crazy, Heather. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah,
if you have a guy that you're friends with, nothing about y'all relationship is going to change, just the fact that y'all say y'all committed.
We committed and we are doing some different things together. We're moving forward. We're building. But, yeah, the same stuff that we used to talk about, the same questions, the same activities. It's just that now I'm going to be doing this with you for the rest of my life. And we're going to have inside jokes, and we're going to be cutting the rug and all this, that, and the third. Simple as that. Anything else is extra.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's how you feel about it. So you've never been friends. Have you ever been friends with someone and then y'all decided to take it to the next level?
Yes, and then guess what? It didn't work out, and we went back to being the same way we were when we left off.
Yeah. Well, I had both. I had it where we took it to the next level, and it didn't turn out so good. And then I had another friend, and we took it to the next level, and it turned out great. And then it fizzled, and we still were friends.
Y'all were or you were not?
No, we ended up being friends again. After the relationship fizzled, we were still able to be friends.
So why did the relationship fizzle?
The the relationship fizzled because it was for the both of us, it was like a routine where we were just going through the motions type thing. There was no spark. There was no foresight as to the relationship going any further than what it was. So we, called it quits.
Okay, but why did y'all get into the relationship then? Why not just remain friends?
Because I'm cool people. She was cool people. And we liked them. So we saw that we liked a lot of the same things. And whenever all of our friends got around, everybody was always, we would always gravitate toward each other. And it just happened that one night it went way over the line. And we both wanted to see where it could go. And we took it as far as it could go. We realized that, and we went our separate way. But we were still able to remain friends.
Okay. So because it went overboard into sex, we thought, let's see and let's try, and realized that didn't work.
No, I mean, yeah, that was it going super overboard. But, I mean, it got to the point before the sex that, it was more of us getting together on a one-on-one situation. So we were going out on dates. We were going to the movies. We were going to eat. We were going to see plays. We were going to concerts. We were talking on the phone. I was going to her family function. She was coming to my family functions. So after all of that, then we went super overboard with the sex one night.
Exactly. The sex got your mind all cloudy, and because y'all could hang out together, now everybody thinks they're ready to be in a relationship.
No. See, you jumped off the cliff without a parachute right there. So
I got a parachute.
You're fixated with everything going wrong with the sex part. We felt that there was a foundation of something there. In our minds, when it comes to relationship, we had done just about everything that each other wanted to do in a relationship with the other person. She did it with me. I did it with her. The last piece of that, which neither one of us really, I guess, had planned to do, like, and that's why it was super overboard that it happened. But, yeah, so the morning after, it was like, wow, that was just about almost as if we was boyfriend and girlfriend. So then it was like, okay, so let's talk about this. You're about as close to me as I would want a boyfriend to be. Well, I feel the same way. You're about as close to me as I would want a girlfriend to be. Okay, well, can we let this ride? Can we see where it takes us? And that's what happened.
I still feel like just because we can hang out as friends, Ms. Glenda, let's put it down, and do things together does not mean that that's a foundation for a relationship. That's more to my point. That great friendship do not make great relationships.
Well, I'm quite sure for as many times you can make that statement, you and I could probably find like 5 to 10 people that did it and made it work.
Right.
Yeah, and there are 5 or 10 people who would probably, you'd have thought in a million years, would never still be together, and they made it work too. But more to my point is that, yes, you can make a relationship work if you work. And that's why I know friendship just isn't enough to do it. Those people who have made it and it's working have something more in common than just friendship and how good the friendship was. That may very well have been where it started, but that is not the premise for saying, oh, we should be in a relationship and we should have a marriage. Because there's millions of strangers in this world who got married, and they're doing perfectly well.
I think you can do both. You can be a stranger, or you can be a friend, and it can work.
Everything that we're talking about, from my point to Heather's point, is a 50-50 situation of it working.
Right. Because I actually had a dude, now, of course, this was back when I was younger, but a dude broke up with me because I was like, I didn't, like, girls would call the house, and I wouldn't care. I'd be like, hold on a second, let me put him on the phone. And he was like, his beef was, you act like you don't care. I don't. You said you wanted to be with me, right? Okay, so whoever the heck you want to talk to him. I'm good. If you want to be with me, you're going to be with me. If you're not, then you're going to keep it pushing. But he ultimately said, I want somebody who's going to chase after me, who's going to make me feel like I want to be wanted, that they want me and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, dude, you and your insecurities can hit the dough. Because I'm not finna chase you. I'm not finna come to no club looking for you. I'm not finna call no female. I'm not finna star 69 you. Who just called here? Girl, I don't care. Go ahead, here. Here's the phone. I'm not finna do all that. Go ahead on.
That's more of an example of a guy who all he's used to dealing with is chicks who go that crazy route and who feel that they have to be that way with their man because their man is always up to no good. When he got with Deidre, he rolled up on a different type of chick, and he wasn't used to it, so that's why he had the beef. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Different strokes for different folks. Do what?
I thought Jeff said plain and nipple. I'm sorry.
Get your dirty mind out the gutter.
I wasn't being dirty. I was just like, what did Jeff just say?
In the chat room, one of our chatters said, once you go into a relationship, it's all your time. So if someone calls and y'all are together, that's your time. Should nobody be up on the phone late at night talking, whether it be a girl or a guy. That's my time. And I feel differently. I wouldn't care.
I'm in a relationship with my wife. Yes. Okay, so it's all my time. If that's the case, I'm in a relationship with my wife. I'm supposed to disregard my mother calling, my sister calling. I'm supposed to disregard my boy who calls me, who's been my boy all my life. He got a flat tire and he's near my house.
I think everything needs to have boundaries, and I think it's up to the people in our lives who love us to assist us in ensuring that we maintain those boundaries and that we're inclusive of who that person's partner is. So in no shape or form, you know, I always tell people, you don't live in the world with only men. So you can't expect him not to look at another woman, not to talk to another woman. And people had lives before they got with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they had bonds and relationships and friendships long before this relationship. And so I'm not in any way saying to deny those. But I do think that there have been challenges for women with no good men. And that's why you have women who feel like who you're on the phone with or that's my time, you shouldn't be. See, to me, there's a deficiency somewhere else. When a man is up to par and doing what he's supposed to be doing and carrying on how he's supposed to be carrying out, very seldom, and this goes both ways for women too, very seldom do you find that their partner complains about them spending time with other people or talking to someone else. But when you're lacking in the relationship, then you're going to harp on whatever there is to harp on. As petty as that sounds, that's where you're going to go because something is lacking.
I can agree with that.
I mean, I have a friend. Me and this dude, I am telling you, since I was young, I kind of met him. He was married. They had a very young child, but they were both young. They were very cool. He's more outgoing. His wife is more quiet, shy. And he and I, when I tell you click, like, and get along, we can really get along. And they had a cousin that came up from the South, was up here to go to school. She was young, around my age. So her and I would hang out. I was in college. She was in college. The weekends, we would go over to their house and stay for the weekend and take, you know, his Beamer, and we'd hang out and whatever. To this day, him and I are still very good friends. And I'm friends with his wife. The kids are growing up and everything like that. But, I mean, there's some days I may be at work. Like, one day he was homesick, and I'm sitting there talking to him. And, I mean, we laughing and talking like old buddy, old chum. And I'm like, where's Molly, his wife? Oh, she's laying right here. She stayed home today from work to take care of me. That built, like, 10 more notches of all the years that I've known them. That just gave me, like, 10 more notches of respect for her. Because now one time I hear her in his ears saying anything, oh, get off the phone, you're supposed to be sick, I stayed home with you, and da-da-da-da. I mean, it had to be an hour and 20 minutes of me and him catching up, laughing, talking, oh, ain't nothing wrong with you, take your, you know, so-and-so to work, and da-da-da-da. Well, did you see this? Did you this? Well, let's go here. When the next, an hour and 20 minutes. And I'm saying because I know that he's a good husband. I know he's taking care of his family. I know that he's nurturing and caring for his wife, and she knows how much he loves her. But when a woman doesn't know that and doesn't have that kind of security, she acts out, and the same thing for a man.
Okay.
So I don't think it was just...
The chatter said, what if he was talking to you every day like that? Do you think she would have a problem then?
Sure that there would be a problem. Not necessarily a problem. I guess for me, I can't really assess that question because for me, knowing that he's a married man and we're friends, I wouldn't talk to him every day like that.
Right.
See, that's for me where the difference comes into play, that even when a person is in a marriage and they have a friend, sometimes they hold on to that friendship because they don't want to feel like they're losing themselves. So they'll talk to that friend every day just so that it's not like I'm so wrapped up into this marriage I don't have any contact with the outside world. But it's up to that friend to say, I ain't going to talk to them every day. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of, it has to be a balance. I mean, that's how I kind of see it. Jeff, do you have a friend of the opposite sex that you talk to every day?
No.
Besides me? Okay. I'm the only one?
Yes.
No, you're not the only one, because he talks to me as well.
He says he talks to you every day.
Yes, he does.
Huh?
Okay, we may not talk every day, but he texting. We texting.
Jeff, I'm appalled.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are a mess. No, I did have a female friend that was very, I was like a big brother to her. So it was a situation that if it rained and she felt some sort of way, she would call me and tell me she felt some sort of way. Whether the conversation lasted 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 1 hour, she would call me. And it was a situation that one day she called and we were talking, and she stopped the conversation and was like, you know what, I can't do this no more. I can't be calling you like this anymore because you're my friend, but you're my married friend. And I need to taper this off because you have a wife, and you got to talk to her. And I don't want you. I don't want to put you in a bad situation. And I tried to tell her, you know, my wife is not like that. Whatever wife, whatever kind of woman you think that she is, she's not like that.
Yes, Jeff's wife is cool as I don't know what.
So, but my friend, she still tapered it off. So it's like now we may talk. We may talk now maybe like 2 to 3 times a week. And the conversations are usually like 15 to 20 minutes and then that's it.
Dude, you got some
Well, no, that makes sense. I mean, I think, you know, I think that makes sense, and that's kind of where I would find myself being the friend that's saying, you know, let's taper this off. The other part of that, though, is I think women emotionally find a security in men.
Yep.
And that can begin an emotional relationship or attachment that is unhealthy.
It's not unhealthy. It's necessary. I'm single. I need somebody to talk to, and I don't want to talk to no girl. I need to talk to a man. So, if he's available, guess what?
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, if he's available? What do you mean?
If he's available.
You don't want to talk to a girl, you're going to talk to a man. Like, what would be the difference? What would be the need?
Sometimes I don't want to talk to an old chick. I want to talk to a dude.
Okay.
Simple as that. I don't wanna hear about your girly issues. I wanna talk to a dude.
And what is gonna be the difference in the conversation? I mean, are you looking for the male perspective or is this just I want the comfort of a man?
All of the above.
I figured you'd say that.
Say what, Jeff?
I figured she would say that, all of the above. I figured she would say that.
Something's wrong with her. Something is wrong with her.
One of our chatter has says that what I'm trying to do is break up someone's happy home. And that is not the case.
But I think that once you become emotionally attached, and this for me is much like you saying to me, a woman can just have sex and get up and woo, go about her way. At some point, become dependent, listen, hear me out, dependent on a man and on that support and that comforting and that security, you're going to want more and want more and want more.
That is not true. I am going to use you for what I have specifically purposed you to do.
No. Oh. See, that's how you like to deceive yourself. You know what I noticed about her?
You know what, Heather?
Ain't
nobody deceived.
Yes, they do. What Deirdre does is she determines what she can get from you, or she accepts what you're going to give, and then that's your purpose.
No. I'm going to accept.
That person's just going to do apples, then you're going to use them for apples, and then you're going to say, okay, where's a Johnny Orange? Because I need an orange. I need an orange for this fruit basket. Okay, let me grab an orange. And I need a pear. So where can I, instead of eliminating all of those people and finding somebody who got an apple, orange, and a pear.
I don't want an apple, orange, and a pear. I might just want an apple, Heather Day.
Then eat the apple. You you got an orange and a pear.
The apple and the orange and the pear may not be in season at the same time, Heather. I don't want that at the same time.
Okay, okay.
I
ladies,
just want an apple.
It's good for him to have them all instead of having multiple people with one.
Guess what? How about I just use him with his apple and just leave that as that? I'm going to enjoy the apple until I don't want no apples no more. How about that, Heather? Leave it at that.
Okay, and when you don't want any more apples and you want pears, why can't he just pull out the pears? Why has to be a whole new thing?
Because the problem then becomes then he may want something that I don't. I may not want you for your pear. Your pear is molded and nasty and gross and stupid. I don't want that.
Heather.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the movie She's Gotta Have It?
Yes.
Really, Jeff?
That's how Deidre operates.
Really, Jeff? Really?
I'm sorry,
wow.
Deidre is like, when it comes to women, this is why I love Deidre, because she is like Xena Warrior Princess. She puts it down. She puts it down. It's out there. It's clear cut. There's no gray. That's it.
Exactly. There is no gray. It's either yes or no, black or white.
Right. Now, when you have, and Deidre rubs, she does. She rubs other chicks the wrong way because however Deidre got there, they will never get to Deidre's level. And that's not, I'm not saying that as Deidre's level is higher, it's lower, but it's just the level for that Deidre needs in order to be. That level is probably never going to be the level that Heather is going to be on. It's probably never going to be the level that my wife is going to be on or any other chick that's out there today. But for anybody who gets to it, that's just how it is. There's no, and the rhyme or reason that got Deidre there was the perfect rhyme or reason because it works for her.
It doesn't work.
Oh my gosh, Heather! Yes, it does.
Heather, you cannot say that.
Yes, I can.
Well, guess what? You saying it, you need to stop saying it.
It does work. I don't know what Jim Jones juice she done gave you, but that's a lie.
Heather, oh my gosh. I'm gonna need you to get out the box. That's all I'm gonna need you to do. Get out the box.
You know what? That's the problem. I'm already out the box.
Absolutely not. If you telling me that I can't have what I want when I want it because I want it, I have to be emotionally attached and all this, that, and the third. No. Absolutely
not.
I'm not buying it.
No, I am 100% saying that you can have what you want, when you want it, how you want it, at the moment, time, and the right way that you want it. You definitely can have all of that.
But
how that happens and how beneficial it is for you, I'm questioning that.
Okay, guess what? You don't have. How can you determine what's rewarding or beneficial for me, for Deidre, this individual?
I don't. You do.
Exactly. So if I'm telling you I'm fine, why is there a problem?
It's not a problem. Just because you say you're fine does not mean that I have to agree that you're fine.
See what I'm saying? Jeez. All right. We have a caller on the line from San Antonio. Will, what do you have to say?
Will dropped off.
Oh,
I don't know what
God.
Happened. Maybe he'll call us back. He probably heard Heather wilding out on the line. That's what happened.
Yes, Heather is wilding out, for real.
She's not wilding out.
Yes, you are.
How?
Hello, everybody out there who is listening right now. I need y'all to call in, and it is 760-683-2662. And I need y'all to tell Heather that she is really wilding out right now. Come on, y'all. She is tripping.
First of all, how am I wilding out? And Jeff is the one sitting here saying this crazy stuff, and you just following up with it with more crazy stuff, but I'm wilding out.
Because it's not
what?
Crazy, Heather. Oh, my gosh. I can't take it.
You can take it, remember?
No, I can't. I'm not taking this foolishness that you're just, you're letting flow on the airwaves. I do not receive it.
Listen, I'm not saying that you can't do it your way or you can't have it your way. Because you absolutely can. That's part of the choices and the freedoms that we have. I'm simply saying, is it effective? Is it beneficial? And is it really meeting your need? Not what is giving you instant gratification. And then to just limit yourself and say, well, that's all I really want is to be satisfied right now.
Well, that is all that I wanted right then, at that time.
Okay.
And it was very effective.
Okay.
A couple of times.
I think Heather wants you to be in, like, a lot of the sisters out there who want that. They want that brass ring type of happiness. They want the dude to give them everything. They want their partner to be fully into them, and the relationship just grows and falls and you plant roots and it's all great. I think that's what she wants.
That's not what I want. I want her to have absolutely what she wants to have. That's what I want her to have. I'm not in no mystery land or no la-la land about relationship and knight in shining armor and what life should be or how it should look like, because I believe everybody's relationship ought to be just what they want it to be. So if you and Mrs. Jeff decide to invite two more men and a woman in your household and y'all orgy and have sex and drink out the same glass of lemonade, you know what? I am just as happy for y'all as I am for Sarah and Dan down the street who rigidly live according to the Bible and say, oh, no, we do everything God's way. I'm happy for them, too. That's your house. That's your relationship. And please do it your way and how you want it. What I am totally against is allowing situations and circumstances of life to dictate how we operate moving forward instead of operating how we naturally would be, or us suppressing what we really feel and adopting a feeling based on other things that have happened to us or other people. That's what I'm against.
All righty. Well, we have Marcia on the line. Marcia, what is your comment? Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. What is your comment?
Y'all went so far away from what I thought I was calling for in the game that I called. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But originally, I was calling because I do personally think that men and women can be friends without sex in a way. Because me personally, I'm not attracted to every man, I think. So, if I'm not attracted to you, yes, you can go in friend column. We can do a whole bunch of stuff together, and I will never, ever, ever look at you and think to myself, who I need to have there.
Okay.
And on the other thing, when Heather telling you that you in categories, and that's what they're there for. Personally, I do the same thing. I figure out what it is that you can add to my life, and if you don't fit, I put you out. If you do fit, that's what I use you for. That's it.
Marcia is a warrior princess like Deidre.
Oh, please. Please. Please.
Go, warrior princesses.
Okay. At
your level.
What?
You have to believe that people can put you in a compartment and only take you out when they need you. I don't understand why you don't understand
that. You don't understand why I don't understand that? Well, the first thing is that I would hope that we all place people in categories in our life, or people have a status in our life and how we deal with them. More specifically, when you're talking about categories, if you're talking about the same thing as I spoke of with Deidre, is saying, I'm going to look at this person and it's not just determined by what they have, it's what they're going to give or what Deidre is going to accept from them or what she wants from them and say to them. And I'm simply saying, why not stop messing with bits and pieces of people for something?
Well, here, because sometimes the whole person is something that I don't want at all.
Okay, and I'm saying leave that whole person alone and their little bit that you do want, and find somebody who has all of what you want,
because
and a whole person.
Okay, so you
have everything that you want. That is, that I don't know where, what color the sky is in that world, but in reality, there is no person that can completely meet every need that you have.
That's why we have the 80-20 rule. She's right.
No, and I'm not saying that there's going to be somebody who's going to meet every need that you have, but at the same time, if you, like you just said, the 80-20 rule, so I'm going to take the person that has most of what I need, and either you're going to harness those characteristics that they don't have, you're going to help to develop those in a relationship, or you're going to do without.
Okay.
And you're going to determine, what can I do without?
Well, from what the way I see it, why should I have to do without when I can go find somebody that will fulfill that particular need? If I want to play tennis and my man doesn't play tennis, I'm going to go find somebody to play tennis. I'm not going to try to teach him how to play tennis because he don't want to play tennis, because if he did, he wouldn't know how to play.
Absolutely, you can, but we're not talking about just playing tennis. We're not talking about, oh, well, he doesn't like to go see horror flicks, so I'm going to go get me somebody to have horror flicks with. And I'm saying at some point, when you get in a relationship and when you're ready to settle down and become a whole person and have a whole relationship, you're going to have to say, okay, what do I need in a mate, in a partner, in a life partner?
Okay, but Heather, you would have to agree that there are some people who at certain points in their life, they're not looking for this wholeness you're describing. If I am focused on my career, if I am focused on my education, or if I'm just wilding out, I'm not wanting a relationship. I just want apples. And that doesn't make that doesn't make me ineffective. That means
nobody said that makes you ineffective. Nobody, I'm not saying that makes you ineffective, and I'm not saying that makes you wrong. I have not said that. But what I am saying is, let's stop faking and let's stop deceiving ourselves. I'm very clear on who you are and what your choices are and why you personally made those choices. But at the end of the day, at some point in life, I know that you want a partner, that you want a life partner.
Right.
And a mate.
At this time in my life, yes, these are what I want. But back then, no, ma'am, I sure didn't.
No, well, who did? I mean, come on now. I could be sleeping with him single, him married, him with a girlfriend, and having a good time. We all have had those lifetimes of where we want to be free, we want to do this, we want to do that, this is how we want to be. And I'm not knocking anybody who makes that choice. I'm saying live and let live. But I'm saying to the women who, just because you won't become whole by yourself and satisfy yourself, to be patient, to be just grabbing and categorizing and saying, him for apples, him to pay my rent, oh, her to do this and that, all this scatteredness all over the place, it ain't healthy, it ain't effective, and at the end of the day, you're not really happy.
Okay.
And just because you can't get it somewhere doesn't mean, oh, well, I need to run over here and get it. Sometimes you just got to do without.
Okay, I personally am in a stable relationship. I consider myself very happy. I play cards. My man doesn't. I'm going to find somebody to play cards with. I'm not going to try to make him play cards. I don't understand where you're coming from with this whole, the person that you settle down with is going to be the be-all, end-all. Because there is no such thing. There is no relationship working today where the person that the other person is the perfect person. It doesn't work that way.
No, it does. They don't have to be the perfect person. They just have to be perfect for me. That's all they have to be. They don't have to be a perfect person. And I'm saying that what I'm talking about is bigger than playing tennis and playing spades. I like to dance. Hell, Leslie don't dance at all. So I'm not sitting up saying, oh, I don't know, I'm going to have to go find me a man that dances. Oh, I'm what? No. If I'm going dance this morning, you can sit on the wall, you can join in, you can sit on the floor and snap your fingers. I really don't care. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to say he's off my list, or I need one of this and two of that, because I need two dancers and one card player and three people to play tennis. No. I'm talking about bigger.
I'm not saying that your chosen mate is off the list. What I'm saying is you find somebody to fulfill the need to dance with, or you find somebody to fulfill the need to go to that horror movie. That's what I'm saying. Compartmentalize. People in your life serve a purpose. I don't care what their purpose is, but they are serving a purpose for you. Just like you are serving a purpose for them. That's the whole point of being in relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't disagree on that.
Okay. Sorry.
Here's the thing. And maybe this is where the disconnect is coming in. So you're saying that if truly I want a relationship, I want the whole bells and whistles, I want the whole package. However, that is not available to me. Rather than sitting and waiting for the whole package to come, do not go out and get someone who could fulfill a portion until Mr. Bells and Whistles comes along. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying do not distract yourself with these sidewinders for, I'm excited.
Okay, so if there is a person who does not want, at this particular time, does not want bells and whistles, I only want the damn bell. That's all I want. And maybe 5 years from now, maybe I want the whistles, but right now, all I want is a bail. So I'm going to go get the bail. Are you saying this person should not go get the bail because maybe 5 years down the line they're going to want bells and whistles? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, I've never said that. I'm just
clarifying.
No. If all you want is bails, by all means, go after bails.
And so, just so that we're all clear, Heather, all of those conversations we had before, all I wanted was bail.
No, you're a lie.
You see what I'm saying? We were so close.
That's not all you wanted. Because that's not all you wanted.
It
Let's
was.
Just be honest.
It was.
No.
Yes, it was.
No. Okay, honestly, okay, if we're going to go there, then honestly say to me that there was never a time where you just accepted bails because you couldn't have bells and whistles.
That didn't happen.
So you
yeah.
never just accepted
here,
bails because you couldn't have bells and whistles?
No. Because if I wanted something more, then I went ahead and ended it because then I would have started catching feelings and all this kind of stuff. I don't
you
do
did.
That. It's very black and white. Either it is or it isn't.
You got that way because of something.
How come I can't just say, look here, certain things are not happening. I'm used to certain things happening. And you know what? That's all I want right now. So guess
okay.
what? That's what I went out for. Hello?
Okay. Well, maybe I'm just trying to just, how about, what in the world? Each time you started out wanting the world, because no woman really truly, well, yeah, sorry. You start out wanting it, everything. You figure it out that, oh, hey, I can't make it with this person. So, okay, I still want to have sex, but I'm going to go looking for the world somewhere else. Is that what you're saying you do? Right?
No.
Okay, you just want to go back.
Yes.
Okay. I know that's...
It's really that, just that black and white.
I believe it.
See, because if it what, and I need you to understand it, if it was something else entirely, then I would be moving around saying I want apples and oranges, and since I can't get apples, oranges, and pears, and plums, and strawberries, and mangoes, and all this kind of stuff, I'm going to dabble with Dave and Jeff and whoever else. Until I get what I want, but that's not the case. I am just, as you were saying, Heather, sitting and waiting for the whole package, refusing to do anything else because I no longer want to just have apples. I've passed that. No longer want it. Now I want something else. And when I want something, I'm going to get it.
And what if you don't get it?
I have to go into my evil lair.
Exactly. I don't know why y'all want to just, and Jeff, I can't believe you. You're normally on my side, and tonight is just, I'm appalled.
Oh, my goodness.
Totally appalled.
I'm just saying, if I want it, I can get it.
Well, I'm not saying that people should not have what they want, and I think I'm very open about how people live and the freedom and the choices that we have as individuals. I don't think it gets much more opener than I am. But I still believe that when we – I just feel a lot of times that people operate out of deception. And although they don't know what that deception is, they're operating out of it.
Hold on. I just want to put this little short thing out there. I'm hearing what Heather is saying, and for every sister that you're talking to, I can tell you right now that not all of them deserve what you're talking about, because some of them are just not right and shouldn't be in relationships anyway. So basically, however they're dealing with life and going for whatever they can get, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going after what they can get because they know the reach for something else, they can't maintain it. They don't understand that they never had it. And if they do get it, they tear it up because they're only used to one thing. So not
but you
all
know what
y'all.
I was going to say, you're absolutely right. You are so on target. I mean, I totally agree with that. I totally agree that, and that's part of what I'm saying is, like, what you're operating out of, is it unpreparedness? Is it not ready or inability, like you said, to maintain it? But don't just sit and deceive yourself and thinking, oh, this is just what I want because that's what I want, because there is something that brought you there. There's something that brought you there.
Okay.
What's about?
I was just shaking my head. That's all.
I want you to talk. Don't be shaking your head.
Look here, Missy. I can shake my head if I want to shake my head.
Do we still have our caller on the line?
Marcia?
Yes. I'm still here. I'm listening.
I'm watching.
Should I hang up?
If you have no more comments.
Well, what are we talking about next week?
Next week, we are going to talk about...
Drum roll, please.
Dun, 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 dun. Open relationships and swingers. Is this the way to go to improve the opinion of marriage in society?
Wow. Okay, so who's sending the email to Will and Jada so they can join us on the line next week?
Who is sending the what's the name to who?
Will and Jada, so they can join us on the line.
If you don't know Will and Jada are in an open relationship.
Well, they haven't denied it, and there's been several people who have asked them about it.
Maybe they don't want y'all in their business, so rather than...
Yeah, they're not denying it because they don't have to give you an answer.
Exactly.
Because they probably like me, how presumptuous of you to think it's okay for you to ask me about my marriage.
Right.
Okay. And whatever they do to keep you happy and keep it going all these years, that's what they ought to be doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
Jeff, are you a business in an open relationship?
Excuse me?
Are you and Mrs. Jeff in an open relationship?
No, it's closed.
Okay.
All righty. So, again, we're getting ready to close out. Please join in next week when the topic is going to be heated.
Because y'all are rough out of here.
You know what, Heather?
Come on, Heather, don't be like that.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about open relationships and swingers. Is this the way to go to improve the opinion of marriage in society? I'm going to say no, but I sure would love to hear from some of you who are participating in open marriages. This will not be one of those you're going to hell, but we do want to talk about it. So please call in next week, 760-683-2662.
Yay.
Hello?
Yes.
Let me say so. Whose friend is Marcia?
It is Deidre's friend.
You know, Jeff, it took all that I had not to come through this phone.
I know.
I was like, Tuzzy, I ain't, you know damn well I ain't talking about no tennis and no spades. I wanted to choke the hell out of her on this phone. I'm like, whose friend is this? Got
oh
my blood flowing.
Oh my
yes.
goodness.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's how we do it. Got to be supportive. Because Heather be trying to put me out there. I'm telling you.
She's another nutcase.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I can guarantee you her man in her happy relationship ain't telling her, oh, go find you another man to play tennis with. No. And you don't need no man to play tennis.
Okay, then are you really playing tennis?
No, you can be playing anything. I'm simply saying, you don't need a man for that. And we were specifically talking about compartmentalizing men and using a partner, people as many partners. So instead of getting one whole, getting a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. I'm not going out here and find somebody who can dance. Leslie don't play cards or dance. I do both and love it. Do you honestly think I need to get me a man who can play cards? And I need to get me a... That's the last thing on my list if he a good husband, is whether or not he can play some cards or play tennis.
What she is saying is those relationship components are good, but there are certain things that he doesn't do that she does. And because he doesn't do it, she's not going to make him go and do those things. Now, are there times when he does go out with her? Absolutely. But more times than not, she will find, whether the partner be male or female, she's going to find someone to take care of those things.
Well, what I'm saying to you is that I'm not saying that you need somebody, or I'm not suggesting that we have somebody who does all those things. Like I said, there's no perfect person. They're perfect for you. And much more than what Jeff said, 80-20, okay, some of these things you're going to have to live without.
Right.
Really, if you're a woman and you get good sex from your husband, do you really need him to suck your toe too? Like, really?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I need the full experience.
Deidre, if that man do everything else right, pay bills, take care of you, honor you, love you, and have good sex, and he don't want to suck your toe, I don't think you're going to tell him no because he's going to suck your toe.
But what if sucking my toe takes me to the next level?
You'll get there another way then.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he going to need to figure out how to suck that toe. That's what he going to have to figure out.
No, his job is not to start sucking the toe. His job is for you to be open to him not sucking the toe. And his job is to find another way to get you there. That might be sucking the elbow.
How about he can do both. How about that? He can suck the toe and he can suck the toe and figure out another way to take me to a place higher than the toe. Or until he find that other place, he'll suck the toe. Then when we done went to another level in all of that sucking, Jesus, then he can stop sucking the toe.
You a lie. You a lie. Y'all kill me making up these scenarios and start off believing myself. You know what? This is what I like. You see how Jeff and we talk about Mrs. Jeff and it's just fine. Ain't nobody had to get on here and say, I'm in a relationship and I'm happy. But when I hear somebody say that, I know right off the bat something ain't right.
Mm-hmm. That's not
something
true.
Ain't right.
That ain't
yes,
true.
It is. Something ain't right. I said it, put it on there. Something ain't right.
That's not true, Heather.
That's just like when people say, I am grown. Oh, you know that? I mean, you are over 18, right? Something ain't right.
That is hilarious. I think I will be able to secure Ezell, who is currently in a open relationship.
Is that the one? Okay, I can't say it because we don't.
Have- and we are.
Okay.
And we are. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I have company now, so.
All right. Great show. Thank you. See you next.
All right. Deirdre, I want to talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Later.
Bye-bye. Good night, guys.